Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So this tour operator from Port Elizabeth,
Rainer Schimpf,
he got inside the mouth of a whale, right? Fortunately, he got spat out again. And it's now, I mean, this is just fascinating the world. I mean, it's just what's, how many people do you know, you can ask, what is it like inside a whale's mouth? Well, let's find out. He's on the line. Rainer, good morning. How's it?
Good morning, Martin. Very well so far. Thanks for the call. I appreciate being in your program.
Cool, man. Nice new trick for your tour company, hey?
It's not really an intense trick, and it wasn't intended to be a trick.
I am 100% sure of that. Man, how did that happen, Rainer?
Yeah, well, as you know, you actually come from Port Elizabeth,
yes.
As far as I understand. Port Elizabeth is a very awesome place in terms of marine life and diversity.
Yeah.
And now the world knows that the sardine run basically starts in Port Elizabeth. And to all of those who haven't known about it now, this name is now established worldwide. And it's a very good tourism marketing tool for Port Elizabeth. We've been touring here with the sardine run action since almost 20 years. I migrated from Germany, and I found it fascinating what is going on in Port Elizabeth, and fell out of love with the sea right away. And then we started the tour company called Expert Tours, which we specialize in film crew productions, marine logistics, and obviously we do a lot of diving as well.
That's where I got confused, because I thought the picture I had in my brain was you're one of those guys that take people out to go and just watch the whales. So you don't necessarily get in the water, but you obviously get into the water. I mean, do you interact with the whales normally? How did this happen?
Well, we got two companies. Yeah. We got two companies. The one is a whale watching company, that's AB Marine, and that has no in-water activity whatsoever.
Okay.
But Expert Tours, obviously, since it is a film crew company, film production company,
you've got to get in there.
We have special permits for almost 20 years now, since 2001, basically, with Ocean and Coast, and before that with MCM, which allow us to be in water and to film and document the marine life. Yes.
Okay.
So we go in the water.
Okay. So you got up close and personal. Which whale was this?
This was a Brutus whale.
And the next thing you know, I mean, this has never happened to you before. I mean, you never got that close. You're inside the whale's mouth.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, that incident really happened out of nowhere. We came about a bait ball, which was worked by birds, and we got in the water, me and two security snorkelers, and we approached the bait ball, and I looked down, and I took pictures of the sharks, and the next moment, something grabbed me from the left. So it was an incident which, I don't know, it just happened out of nowhere that whale appeared and grabbed us, or me in particular, and there was no time to think or whatever. I realized on the pressure on the hip that it must be a whale. It was obviously pitch black, so I couldn't see anything. And my next thought was, well, firstly, he can't swallow me because his throat is not big enough to swallow a person. And
I knew this. Yeah, okay. All right.
And the next thought was that he will most likely take me down, so I started to hold my breath. But fortunately, the whale also discovered his mistake and then swallowed the fish down, which was in his throat, and pushed the water left over in his throat out. And by pushing the water out, I was released as well and came up to the surface, where Heinz then took that amazing shot. Heinz Toppitzer is an Austrian photographer, and it's just amazing how precise he was in taking that shot.
So the whale spat you out, Rainer. You obviously tasted bad or something. I don't know what. That whale realized he made a mistake. Why would he have taken you down? What made you think it could take you down?
That was my thought. Normally when a whale goes through a bait ball, they swallow the fish and then they dive down plan their next attack, basically, on the next fish around. And this whale obviously realized, oh shit, there's something in my mouth which doesn't belong there.
That doesn't belong
and
there.
And fortunately, he released me, which is great for both of us. So the whale got the fish, he wasn't harmed, and I got out again.
You got out again, and you got a story to tell. Oh man. And tell me, what does it feel like when you were in its mouth? I mean, how hard did it push down on you?
Oh, listen, it was like 2 seconds only, if at all. And it was a little bit pressure on my hip, so it got me right on my hip. And I don't know how to describe it. It's like if someone hugs you a bit harder, that's about it. And very quick, he realized that this is something in his mouth which doesn't belong there and too big for a fish. And he released the pressure and let me out again.
I mean, that's just incredible. You thought for a moment it could have been a shark. I mean, you were looking at sharks at that stage, and the next thing, something is grabbing you from the side. I mean, you must have thought it's a shark.
No, I actually didn't think it was a shark, because the only sharks working on the bait ball was bronzies and dusky sharks. And this, what grabbed me, I knew instantly it was way too big for a shark. Mm. Also, had it been a shark in that size, I would not be talking to you.
No, not at all. Well, listen, you're going to have an interesting story to tell your tourists going forward. And that is a special connection, surely. I mean, in your field of work, this is about as most special and intimate as any connection can be, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a once in a lifetime, which definitely I do not want to repeat, and I don't
Are you sure?
expect anyone to repeat it, because it's definitely something you don't want to do.
And this has grabbed the attention of the rest of the world. I believe that even as far as Piers Morgan in the States are trying to get hold of you and chat to you and find out more, because this does not happen every day.
No, obviously not. Yeah, a lot of people have contacted us, including Piers, and let's see what's come out of it.
No.
I do believe the value for tourism is enormous.
Sure.
Because as you understand, the whale watching and the actual sardine run activities in South Africa is a big tourism attraction.
Sure.
And this will inevitably draw much more attention all over the world to the event, not to the actual incident, but to the event, the biggest marine migration in the Southern Hemisphere, and it starts in Algoa Bay, Port Elizabeth. So this is really
fantastic, man.
A great story.
Yeah, it really, really is. And of course, the new name for your tours is it the Jonah Tours? Or
no,
like
it can't be. My son's name is Jonah.
So. Oh, wow! Come on, sure. Man. That is a story and a half to tell. Well, listen, Raina, thank you for sharing the story with us, sitting here picturing it. And that's so unusual. And as you say, at the end of the day, good for tourism in South Africa. Thank you so much. And I'm glad that you got to tell the tale.
Thank you so much indeed. Have a good one.
Love to everyone in PE. Cheers, Raina.
Thank you. Cheers.
There you go, Raina, and a story of being inside the whale's mouth and luckily being spat out again. I mean, good thing that whale realized this is not. And his son's name is Jonah. Come on now.
Of course.
What are the chances?
Of course,
that's
how this happens.
If you're just tuning in, what a story. You can go listen to it again on podcast a little bit later this morning.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Your morning family. From 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.